Everybody, it's April 22nd, and we are going through the fruit of the Spirit. You want to say them with me, maybe as you're driving your car, as you're listening with your family, or in your quiet time today. For this fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Today, I want to talk to you about peace. Jesus, before he left this earth, he said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. So don't let your heart be troubled." Now, when it says peace, it's not talking about world peace. It's talking about peace of the heart. Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." It's talking about not having peace in our circumstances in life. I love this quote. I don't know who to attribute it to, so forgive me for that, but I love this quote, that peace is not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of Christ. We can have not only joy, like we talked about yesterday, even in difficult circumstances, but even have peace in difficult circumstances. That is huge, that we have a God that will give us peace. One of the greatest times in my life that I was so out of peace and had no peace, I prayed to God. I surrendered the difficulty to Him, and He immediately gave me peace, and I slept for the first time in weeks because I had surrendered. I think in order to receive peace, I think it's so vital that we surrender. So that's what we're going to focus on today. If you're struggling with peace, or if you have struggled with peace, I want you to think about how tied peace is to surrender to God. You see, I have had times that I've prayed to God, but I prayed to God to give me things or to take pain away when I just didn't surrender the issue to God. And when I surrender to Him, He gives me peace. Let's pray about that. Lord, I don't know what my friends are going through today, but I would suspect that many of us today are struggling in the area of peace. We know that in order to have peace, we have to surrender our burdens to You. So Lord, we may have prayed about these burdens multiple times for days, months, and even years. But God, remind us today that we need to surrender those difficulties to You. So Father, here is my difficulty. I surrender it to You. It has stolen my peace. I surrender it to You. And Lord, would You replace that with Your perfect peace? That burden being replaced with peace would be such a gift to me today. I surrender this problem to You, this issue to You, and I ask, Lord, that You would do with it as You see fit. But Father, would You release me? Would You release my friends in these areas that hold us down, that keep joy from us, that keep us from loving others as we should, and that steal our peace? Thank You, Lord, that Jesus, You said, Your peace You leave with us. You give it to us. And this world can't give us peace, but You can. Thank You for this gift. In Jesus' name, amen.